This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Heimdall's Observatory. You remember this. You saw it up in the art department. We'll extend it above. We'll extend it out towards the Bifrost and towards Asgard out there, towards deep space out there. We're transitioning. We've shot all the scenes that take place in a certain part of the movie already. We're now changing it over for next week. Another portion of the film will take place in here. But this is in the center is where Heimdall stands to control it. The whole rim on the outside begins to spin. There's a turret up there that launches down into this direction. And all the characters stand there and are sent out on their merry way across the universe. But this is, it's not lit, unfortunately, but this is one of Bo Welch's crowning achievements, is this room you're standing in right now. And this is actually one of the smaller sets from what had been up before. But Bo has done a tremendous job. There was almost a year of prep on this movie. You remember we pushed the release date for various reasons. For a Spider-Man movie that's not coming out anymore. But we're glad we did, because it gave us time to do things like this and to really continue the design process and the prep process for almost a full year, more than we've ever had before. If any film could use it, it's Thor, as you're figuring out the worlds and defining the costumes. It's not one costume, it's eight. You know, it's not one Batcave or X-Mansion, it's a half dozen to a dozen Asgardian realms and sets. That's the only port. Actually, that's part of the Bifrost there, which clearly will be almost all a visual effect. After we film this next week, this comes down. We extend out the bridge and do another fight sequence out here on the bridge, and that's intriguing. But I won't tell you what it is at the end there. Craig, what else? And this is intriguing too. Come think of it.
How Bifrost works and how the
different. A little bit, but why don't you fill in the blanks?
Once you step inside, basically tell Heimdall, I want to go to Jotunheim, I want to go to a different island of Earth. And he sets the coordinates. His sword is not only what he defends Asgard, but it's also what he uses as the keys. You know, we look at Tony Stark, you know, that movie's going to own, Iron Man's going to own, you know, holograms and stepping inside, you know, the virtual world. Well, Asgardians have kind of been there, done that when it comes to that stuff. They've gone down the evolutionary race. They've already finished it and come back to the finish line. So for them to send you across the universe, it's as easy as turning a key. It's why it's a system of gears and wheels. It's a machine. It's their technology is only as sophisticated as it needs to be to do extraordinary things. And so once you've said where you're going to go, the outside of this building begins to spin around, and the inside's stable. The Rainbow Bridge pumps energy inside of this place. And then this major steeple that goes up the top here begins to lower and then point in the destination of the world that you choose to go to. And then you step out on the edge and then boom, like a gun, you're fired across the universe. So you get the Rainbow Bridge when you arrive or leave Asgard. But if you want to get from this side of the universe to ours, you need to step through this gun that'll fire you across the way. So cuts down a lot of shoe leather horse riding, so that was our quick fix for that.
I'm only going to stay with you another few minutes and then go meet with another production designer on another movie, Captain America. This art department is here. Rick Heinrichs is doing all the set designs for that. We're signing off on the final designs before they all go to the UK in 2 weeks, where the majority of the movie will be filmed. But you're the first people to see any of this. When you guys go to the stage today and see Ray Stevenson and Asano, and you got a quick glimpse of Jane Alexander earlier, you're going to see Josh Dallas's Fandral. There are a few Frost Giants referenced. Colm is here, not?
Yes.
You're going to see Colm, who's the baddest ass of them all. Loki is here?
Yes.
Loki is here, not in his helmet today.
Yeah, he was there earlier, so it's just a question of, because now they're doing the close-ups of these scenes,
right.
So we'll see who ends up being on stage.
Thor is not.
His double's here. I'm not sure if he's going to be here enough. I'll check. Double check on that.
Do not judge the Thor double as Thor. He's the double, and when Chris is in it, let me just say there's certain individuals who question their sexuality. You spend too much time in front of Chris Hemsworth wearing the Thor costume. Yeah. It's your heart flutters a bit. You know, which is a different, you know, with Iron Man, with even with Spidey, frankly, okay, the costume looks cool, but the dude's sitting in a chair and walking around, and if he's not swinging, he's not Spider-Man, he's not posing. The Iron Man costume is almost entirely, like the Frost Giants you'll see today, entirely completed in post, so it's people walking around in costumes that don't quite fit. Thor, Thor is freaking Thor when you're standing in front of him. And that's always fun for us to not have to wait until we put it together. I wish he was around, but I don't think he is. We're working on first looks. We've done photo shoots. We shot half the movie, so there are a lot of stills. We're looking at the best way to reveal to the world much of what you guys have seen today. But we're a few weeks away from that, probably at least, maybe a month. But you guys have always been and I recognize and know so many of you, to come in here. And this is a hard one. You know, if we were walking around Cap, we were walking around Iron Man, you sort of get it. This is so much, this is only 30% of what the movie will be, is what we're actually, putting together here. And there's so many, and as you said earlier, it's the big question mark. To me, that makes it the most exciting. I like it when people don't exactly know what we're going to do. I like it when people say, Iron Man is the B team, you're calling out the B team. We know it's not the B team. We knew Iron Man was going to be one of the, I didn't know it was going to be that big, but I knew it was going to be great. And that holds true for Thor, and being able to stand in sets like this, having done almost 18 Marvel movies up to this point, and to know that here's another one that's going to redefine it, I hope, and at least raise the bar of what a comic movie is, whether people have read comics or they've never read comics. So I don't know if we'll go to set now, tomorrow, or tomorrow.
After lunch, but I can take the other set.
Lunch is for an hour. Isn't for another hour. So take them around. We're giving you guys access because we trust you guys, because Tamar has a relationship that you'll do what she says, as I do. As I do. Craig will give you great song and dances. He'll dance around what to tell you, what not to tell you. Clearly we're telling you more than we're not, to be honest with you, because it's all right here. And I may meet up with you again this afternoon, depending on how long, but I also have to get over to Fox where we're mixing Iron Man, because that damn thing has to finish someday.
I have just a quick question for you. Obviously, all these movies are moving towards 3D, and I'm curious how you guys at Marvel are viewing 3D, and are you thinking about using 3D cameras or doing stuff in post?
We're thinking about all of it. I mean, we're doing tests, we're looking into it. You can't not nowadays. So we haven't decided anything necessarily, but we're looking at all of that and doing tests on all of that. Conversion tests on a lot of the movies, both movies that have been shot and have come out already, and on movies that are being shot now and that we're looking to shoot, and doing tests on cameras. The camera tech keeps changing, the conversion tech keeps changing, and the more conversions that are done, the more movies that are shot with the actual cameras, it's all R&D for us. We're watching, we're seeing what other people are doing, what's working for them, and we'll probably be in the next 6 months or so figuring out the next steps for us. This is clearly not being shot in 3D.
Are you a fan of the stuff that's been done in the conversion, or are you a fan of the stuff that is actually shot in the 3D?
You know, I wouldn't say I've studied it. I mean, there are conversions that don't work at all, and there are conversions that I would never have known. And there are shots and there are sequences and shots in movies that were filmed in 3D that have been converted because the camera didn't work, or they only shot sequences in 2D, and then they had other companies convert those sequences. I can't tell the difference between what it was. I can't tell the difference between 7.1 surround and 8.1 surround. So I think it's just a technical thing, and it's an execution thing. I didn't talk to him, but you read interviews with Pete Docter and Up. He didn't design shots for 3D. He designed shots to tell the story. And then, like sound, like the DI, he used 3D to tweak certain sequences and certain shots. I think that's probably the future of 3D. But what do I know? I thought Avatar was awesome. I can't wait to see Alice.
Can we ask you about the Captain America real quick? Start date is still starting.
June 28th.
June 28th. Yeah. And any closer to casting this?
Every day, getting closer every day. It's a tough role to cast. It's an important role to cast. He's carrying two franchises. So we're taking our time.
Now, are you going to see him with, say, Chris and Robert, and see how that works before you make final decisions?
Some of them. We're doing a screen test process and taking that into account. I mean, clearly, Joe Johnston is focused, as he should be, on the Captain America movie start to finish. It's our burden to think about the next step. And there'll be, director announcements forthcoming on Avengers and other casting announcements on Cap. And all of that is sort of blended together. The Avengers director is reading all the other scripts. Zach Penn has read all the other drafts.
Avengers director is if you've made your choice.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But we want to start prepping it, by the end of April start shooting early next year. So we're going to nail it down soon.
Do you have a short list?
Yes.
For Avengers?
Yes. We do.
We obviously heard through another tweet that Zach turned in the draft of the Avengers. Have you read it, and what was your take on it when you first read it?
I forgot to tweet my opinion of the rough draft of Avengers. I got to step into the new century.
It's work.
You know? No, I'm just curious.
We don't even start filming for a year. Wow. Zach is, you know, so it's one of the earliest drafts we've ever gotten because it's complicated. Where are you? it was extremely promising. I'll put that way.
Sure. Let me switch to this one then. You guys have merged with an entity known as Pixar, mm-hmm. and I'm curious how that relationship, or like your family now, how is that relationship possibly going to work to everyone's advantage?
You know, it remains to be seen. We'll see with Disney. It hasn't impacted us too much. I think it can only be exciting. You know, the employees get to get into the theme parks now, which is fun. But other than that, it's all, you know, it's early days.
I mean, is it something that, though, Pixar, maybe Marvel together? Something
do an animated thing down the line?
Yeah.
Who knows? You know, certainly lots of other avenues are open. Pixar's doing a pretty good job of coming up with original IP right now. But who knows? I mean, that, you know, there clearly is opportunities to come. Our focus, and my focus without a doubt, is this Road to the Avengers, launching, you know, maintaining a franchise, launching three new franchises, and looking at, you know, right now we're choosing the next second 2012 project and the 2013 project. All live action, all, you know, hopefully some sequels and new characters to expand, you know, as this has done, as I've been talking about for almost a decade in my time at Marvel, expanding the definition of what a comic movie can be.
Joe Johnston said that the Invader is going to be in Captain America. Can you tell us which team members are going to be on there?
No, I would say it's easy to get the name Invaders and the name Howling Commandos confused sometimes.
Could a company as mammoth as Disney help you guys wrest maybe some of the projects or characters that are at other studios away from?
I don't know. Marvel had a lot of lawyers before Disney. Now there are more lawyers. But I think, you know, the contracts are pretty clear when it comes to those other ones. I think we've gotten back everything we can get back for the time being and assist our other studio partners in making the best versions they can of the properties they hold. How's that for a political answer?
So would any of those ever have the opportunity to cross into the continuities that you're building?
We're not planning it right now, but never say never. You know, the truth is we have so many. We've got the Avengers. We've got all of these characters already. We don't need to. It's not like there's a linchpin missing in the stories we want to tell. So in the future, if we want to expand that, if we want to tie into that, if people call us and want to include things, I think we'd be open to it down the line, but that's not part of the plan right now.
Seeing as how Red Skull is going to be basically behind a mask, I would imagine, for most of the movie, are you looking at a known actor for that role or just unknowns? Like,
we're looking at great actors for the role. It'll be both. Whoever we cast, you'll see his face.
I'm curious, this summer at Comic-Con, are you aiming to do Thor and Captain America stuff? Or have you not even thought about that yet?
Well, you know, Comic-Con is always a lifetime away and always right around the corner all at the same time. So it's we're starting to talk about it. We're starting to figure it out. As in the past, if we can't do something that's among the best things at Comic-Con, we won't do anything else. Because we have to keep topping ourselves, and that comes down to what we've got. You know, Thor will have finished production by that point. Cap will have just started production by that point. So it's all about the materials.
Brian K. Vaughan sort of mysteriously disappeared from Lost this season. Is Marvel the reason for that?
No. Brian K. Vaughan? No.
Yeah.
Can you rule out any of the actors that have been rumored for the role of Cap? There's a lot of reports saying that.
I can rule out most of them, but not all of them. I won't tell you which ones I've ruled out.
Is your short list down to like three names, four names?
Which side?
Michael Cassidy ruled himself out the other day.
Oh, taking out the TV from
him? He said something about, I'm not Captain America,
right,
or something. So,
you know, you do all these tests. We had a whole round of screen tests, directed by Branagh, pretty extensive screen tests on Thor, and didn't end up casting any of those guys. Chris Hemsworth was not a part of that initial screen test. So sometimes it tells you who's not right more than it tells you who's right. Yeah. But it'll be soon. So I got to go, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming,
thank
Craig.
You. Thank
we'll show you. Brenna's expecting you. He's a great guy. Don't twist his arm too much for secrets, because he's too polite to resist. But he's doing an amazing job. And even just, frankly, you know, more than any other set, I hope you get an opportunity to actually watch him direct and watch him interact with the actors, because it's pretty special as he gets into it. And
we hope so, too.
I'm just going to ask him about Wallander. That's all.
Perfect. Yeah. He'll give you all those secrets. Thanks. I'm going to walk out this way. I guess we're all walking there, right? Or you can hang out.